There was a big matchup in college basketball on Saturday.
Number 3 Kansas and number 1 Baylor. And what many could say to this point of the season is the game of the year.
It was a close game, with Baylor missing a shot at the buzzer to lose. But despite the loss, the Baylor Bears have been one of the surprise stories of the year.
And behind their success has been head coach Scott Drew, who is known for his intensity, among other things. Today, The Athletic's CJ Moore joins us to talk about how Drew rebuilt the Baylor program after the tragic murder of a player 17 years ago, what's been key to this year's success, and how Coach Drew runs on a strange blend of competitive fire and apparent wholesomeness.
He's a little different. He would fit right into Leave It to Beaver.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Skelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. It's Monday, February 24th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I've never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
So, CJ, you've had a number of chances to sit down with Baylor head coach Scott Drew. First of all, how does he like to get his players hyped up?
Any number of creative ways. He had one of his assistants go out and buy a metal trash can, and he would have him bang the trash can.
I like noise.
The speed with which he says his words and gets his guys charged up, it's something to behold and something to see.
My enthusiasm, energy can be a strength. It also can rub people the wrong way at times when they want to be. My wife's like, will you calm down?
Early in his time at Baylor, he felt like his guys, they were just kind of down before getting not really charged up like he wanted them to. So he had the guys line up on two different sides. There was an assistant coach lined up across him, and he reached back and he smacked them in the face. And this coach was from Pittsburgh, kind of a tough dude, right? Was like, whoa, what was that? Like he stuck his hands up like he was ready to fight. So Scott told him, slap me back. So he slapped him back. And then he told everybody on the team, all right, slap the guy in front of you and then slap him back.
And some of you don't, I mean, with generations as they change.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays you can't slap. You get in trouble, you know?
When's the last time you think you did that?
So, you know, it seems like all of these things could totally go the wrong way. You know, a coach being too competitive or literally smacking an assistant coach and making players smack each other. Why do so many people continue to love this guy?
I think it's a genuine niceness about him.
And the reason we've been number one is, excuse me for the cough, is because we've been able to focus on each and every.
You don't think of a basketball coach usually as a nerdy guy, right? Like usually they're tough dudes who, you know, demand toughness and rule with an iron fist, but that's not Scott Drew. He's a little different. He would fit right into Leave It to Beaver.
You know, Scott Drew has a pretty interesting background. He's from a very well-known basketball family.
Yeah, his father, Homer Drew, is a legend at Valparaiso in Indiana. You know, took that program and made it nationally known back in when his son Bryce was playing for him. And, ran the play to win it at the buzzer against Ole Miss. It's a play you see a lot in basketball now where they throw it deep and the big man catches it and in one motion catches and pitches it to a guard, and then Bryce hit the shot to beat Ole Miss.
It's to Jenkins, to Drew for the win! Gone! Oh! He did it! Bryce Drew did it! Falpo has won the game! A miracle!
It's one of the most famous shots, I think, in basketball. And Bryce played in the NBA. He played for the Bulls some. And yeah, so it's a well-known basketball family.
And, you know, it seems like maybe the main thing that defines Scott Drew is his relentless self-belief and a heavy dose of optimism.
And that's why people love college basketball. That's why coaches lose their hair. But anyway, I'll sleep okay tonight. Thank goodness for that mystery.
Yeah, it's holding up pretty well up top. You're all right. You got some pretty good coverage. We mentioned this. This is the second time you've been number one.
And it seems like that self-belief led him to a coaching position that very few people would have accepted. CJ, can you just take us back to what happened with the Baylor basketball program back in 2003?
Yeah, so Dave Bliss was the coach, and Patrick Dennehy and Carlton Dotson were two of his players. And they bought weapons and would go and practice firing these weapons. And at some point, Dotson got mad at Dennehy and murdered him.
The murder of Baylor basketball player Patrick Dennehy is one of the most tragic stories in sports.
It's a bizarre story. And then once you get toward, Patrick being murdered, it gets even crazier because of the attempted cover-up that ensues.
Dave Bliss, the head coach.
And Patrick Dennehy, he was not on scholarship, and Dave Bliss was basically paying for his tuition. Dave Bliss, after all this came out, to try to cover it up, told family members of another player to lie to investigators. He told his team to lie about saying that Patrick Dennehy was a drug dealer and that's how he was paying for his tuition, was with his drug money. And basically any which way you can screw up a program, Dave Bliss was cheating behind the scenes. And then with this situation, just handled it as poorly as you can. You should be remorsing what happened and checking on everybody. And he was basically just trying to save his butt. And so the NCAA came in and gave Baylor as tough a penalty as you will ever see in terms of recruiting restrictions. And, one thing that they did that I'm not sure I've ever seen with another Power 5 program is Baylor couldn't even play non-conference games in the 2005-2006 season.
This was a basketball program that nobody wanted to touch at that time, except maybe mm-hmm. Scott Drew. What has he told you about why he wanted that job?
He's a very religious person. And I think the religious component of the school was probably something that pulled him there.
I really felt led to go there. And I knew it was going to be a process. I didn't know we would be on probation. As long as we were on probation, I didn't know we would only get a half season 1 year. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you feel led to go somewhere. You don't worry about anything like that. You're just going.
Yeah.
And
his father, Homer, told me, I don't think there's ever been a worse situation to go into. But this goes back to Scott's competitiveness. And one of his assistants told me at one point, if you want Scott to be passionate about wanting to do something, you just got to tell him he can't do it. And so I'm sure anyone that Scott talked to about that job at the time was probably saying, Scott, wait, man, your career's on a good trajectory. You are doing a good job at Valpo. You helped your dad build that program. Wait, and another job's going to come. Don't take this one. And that's probably all he needed to hear.
And how did he go about rebuilding that team?
Well, it started with recruiting. And Scott has always been a really, really good recruiter. He felt like there were plenty of guards in Texas. And he was right. There's so much talent in Texas. He felt like he could get enough guards in Texas to have talented backcourts, even if he wasn't getting the first options, right? And then early on, he was recruiting big men from overseas. That was kind of his idea. And then eventually he got to the point where he was recruiting McDonald's All-Americans.
Jones against with it. Gonna put it down on the deck. Gonna spin baseline. Big time score by a big time player.
And recruiting some big time talents once they got it rolling.
And he's, you know, enjoyed moderate success since those early days. The team's been to the NCAA tournament 8 times, but the program has also had some pretty big chokes.
Yeah, I mean, you could, there was a year where they were number one in the country. I believe in 2016-17, they lose in the Sweet 16 that year, ended up being a 3 seed. In 2015 and 16, they lose in the first round.
March Magic for the Yale Bulldogs. Their first NCAA tournament win in program history. They upset Baylor 79-75 to advance.
I'm hesitant to call them chokes because the NCAA tournament is so fickle and you go there enough, you're going to get upset. But I think the fact that he's had 2 Elite 8s and then a couple of Sweet 16s on top of that, to have that many runs to the second weekend is pretty good, especially when you consider what he's taken over.
Coming into this season, there were still a lot of people who were squarely in the Scott Drew can't coach camp. How has he handled that criticism, and what have the knocks against this guy been?
That he just gets talent and can't necessarily coach them up or can't make in-game adjustments, stuff like that. And there's a very, you know, social media can be a mean place sometimes. And sometimes the minority, if they're loud enough, can still be heard. I think, you know, everybody's human and it bothers everybody. And I'm sure it bothered him some, but the fact that he's willing to talk about it and he doesn't hide from it, I think is a good way to deal with it.
I try to get better at focusing on constructive things.
Yeah.
Because worry and all that doesn't just waste time.
Yeah.
My dad, the one thing that him and other great coaches always say, never take away hope.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, he's competitive, wants to prove himself, but he doesn't necessarily fight back on that. He just kind of takes care of his thing, and he is who he is. Like, he's going to be a super positive, happy guy. And I don't think outside voices or circumstances can affect that. Last year, he took a team where his best player gets hurt, Tristan Clark, really early in the conference season.
Sophomore forward Tristan Clark will be out for the rest of the season. Clark, who is averaging 14.6 points and just over 6 boards per game, will have surgery on his left knee. Clark led the nation with a 73.
And that team ends up making the NCAA tournament after losing its best player. So I think he proved a lot to a lot of people last year. And now this year, with the success he's had, you're hearing less and less of that.
As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate. Checking your rate with Upstart is fast, simple, and easy. And the best part? Once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is top-ranked in their category. With over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, head to upstart.com/lead to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/lead. LEAD.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
So CJ, Scott Drew's Baylor Bears lost to Kansas on Saturday, but they've had a really remarkable year. They're now 24-2 and have spent a good chunk of the season ranked number one in the country. What's been the key to their success?
Well, the pieces fit really, really well together.
This is a Baylor team that plays mostly man, unlike many of Scott Drew's teams.
And a nice move to step back from Davion Mitchell.
He has a guard in Davion Mitchell that didn't want to play that zone and is a really elite man-to-man defensive player. And Mark Vidal is a guy that can switch to all five positions and is just an elite man-to-man defensive player. And his team, some of his guards actually came to him and told him, hey, we want to play man. And this goes back to Scott being willing to listen.
We have an intelligent group, and now we say as long as they're thinking what's best for the team, then I'm always down with it. So we have guys that...
And they've changed to man-to-man defense, and they're one of the best defensive teams in the country. Then offensively, he's playing a four-guard rotation that, you know, three of them are on the floor at all times.
Butler got to go to work right now on Garrett to get a shot away. He will, and he got a three.
Boy, he has some range and confidence. And
with a lot of teams, you can kind of focus in on one or two guys, right? If you take X and Y away, we can slow these guys down. But Baylor's got so many weapons and is so balanced that I call them the least flawed team in college basketball.
Back in January, Scott Drew got a huge monkey off his back. His team won a game at Kansas.
Well, congratulations to Baylor. They do something they've never done before, and they did it in style. There was really never in doubt. There was a five-point lead.
It was a huge, huge win for him. And, you know, coaches will say, hey, everyone counts the same, and everyone means, you know, the same to me. But you could tell after that one meant more to him.
This is the only place we hadn't won at. So, I mean, it was something that we wanted to do. And I'm glad it was this group, because every year you get asked, when are you going to win at Kansas? And that's one less question we'll have to answer. And again, their work, they deserve it.
So what was the difference between that win over Kansas earlier this year and the loss to Kansas on Saturday? It seems like to some extent they just ran into an unstoppable force in Udoka Azubuike. I mean, it was like a dunk fest.
Azubuike with his fourth dunk of the game.
In the first game, Baylor was able to really help against Azubuike, keep him away from getting those dunks and getting shot attempts. They had help on the backside, but by moving ball screens from the side to the middle of the floor, it made it really, really difficult for Baylor to help. And it was a very smart tactical move by Bill Self. There's a reason he's in the Hall of Fame. And Baylor made some adjustments late, but, you know, it's a testament to how good that team is, I'd say, that Kansas played really, really well and had a really good game plan. Baylor still had a shot to send it to overtime at the end.
2 seconds. Just short, and Kansas will win it here in Waco. Quite a risk to take, not to foul.
Had it in Jared Butler's hands, the guy that you want to take the shot. Kansas defended it really well, and here we are. We're even for the year on those two teams. I think they're the two best teams in college basketball, and as I wrote in my piece, I hope that there's a round three and a round four, because that was a lot of fun to watch.
Is there reason to believe that this year's Baylor team is different and that they'll avoid an early round exit in the tournament?
Yeah, I think so, because they've got great guard play. They've got a great defensive team. And by having so many guards that play unselfishly and play together, like, I think there maybe are egos on this team, but they don't get in the way. And there's not a lot of jealousy. And I think that's going to play really, really well in March. And we just did our like three quarter of the year picks for national title picks recently at the Athletic. And I picked Baylor just because it's probably the team I trust more than any other.
And coming back to Scott Drew, do you see the elements of his personality that we've talked about reflected in the way that this team plays?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a joy that they play for with for one another. Any one of them who has success, they enjoy that guy's success. Most teams are a reflection of their head coaches a lot of times. And I think this one is definitely like, it's not a dictatorship. He takes their input and listens to it. And he, in the form of his defensive philosophies, like, has totally changed who he is because of his team. And I think that's a really cool thing with this group, and they've had a lot of success because of it.
Well, CJ, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You can follow CJ Moore's college basketball coverage at theathletic.com.
Here are some other stories we're following at The Lead. NFL players are divided on the idea of a 17-game regular season. ESPN reports that some players are willing to accept the new proposal from NFL owners as is, others want changes, and still others are just against the idea of a 17-game season altogether. The players' union reportedly postponed a vote on the matter to give more time to reach consensus. According to ESPN's Dan Graziano, the players are set to meet with NFL officials on Tuesday and could vote as early as Wednesday.
The Philly Fanatic, the big green mascot that has been at the heart of a legal dispute, has officially gotten a makeover. On Sunday, fans were able to see Philly's new look, which includes new socks and kicks, some blue fur around the eyes, and a lighter green color, among other things. The company that was hired to design the popular mascot back in the 1970s filed a notice of termination with the team in 2018, and the Phillies hit back with a lawsuit last year. According to the Philly Voice, the team believes these minor changes will put an end to the legal battle. But one thing's for sure, as long as the Fanatic is on the field, he'll be doing pelvic thrusts and dance moves, and fans will be loving every minute of it.
And a 42-year-old Zamboni driver for the Toronto Maple Leafs won an NHL game on Saturday after being tapped as an emergency goalie for the opposing team. Dave Ayers suited up for the visiting Carolina Hurricanes after both of their goalies got injured, forcing the Toronto-based Zamboni driver to take the ice against his own home team. The 42-year-old stopped 8 of 10 shots in 30 minutes en route to a 6-3 Canes win. After the game, he said he received a nice reception in the Hurricanes locker room.
I had no idea I was going to get a shower before I got in the shower, but I got one. It was good. These guys are awesome.
Ayers' lifetime NHL record is now 1-0.
If you like our show, please remember to subscribe and give us a rating and a review. We're available on all the major listening apps. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Audrey Skelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. See you tomorrow.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.